Archers for the week 10 to 15 December 2000.
In the vestry of St. Stephen's, a production line is underway.
No slacking.
Just a jelly baby thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had to eat, didn't I?
I don't know, it's his little friend.
Maybe you should do the sweet, Shula.
Oh, no, I'm even worse.
How many oranges are left now?
About 20.
Mm. Could you ask Janet to try and get less juicy ones next year? I'm covered.
I blame the Moravian Church. They invented Chris Tingle.
Where is Moravia, anyway?
Balkans somewhere, I think. Well, it was.
It's a lovely moment, though, isn't it? When the candles are lit and handed out. It really starts to feel like Christmas.
Yes. It's a pity Heather couldn't stay for the service.
Had to get back. She's always convinced Holly's going to waste away.
I don't think that's very likely.
She was telling me they were going on a cruise.
Mmm, Christmas in the Caribbean.
Ooh, very nice. Still, I wouldn't want to go away. Me and Roy are looking forward to our first Christmas in the flat.
What's Marjorie doing?
She's coming to us for a dinner. Then in the evening, she's going to babysit Phoebe and we're going to the bar for a drink.
Oh, have Christmas! Have you got your decorations up yet?
Friday. Roy's got the day off and we're going to get the tree.
Wouldn't like a singing Christmas tree, I suppose.
Is that the one Pip likes?
Mum!
Plays Jingle Bell Rock.
I've managed to send it back to the bungalow for now, but for how long?
Where's your Christmas spirit?
No wonder David's arranged himself this trip to Kent. Anything to get away from it, I should think.
What's he going all the way to Kent for?
To look at some beef cattle. He's keen to get a suckler home.
Oh, right.
He's staying down there Monday night.
How's it going?
Fine, thanks, Janet.
We're nearly there.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't help. Communion for the sick in Edgeley.
Oh, those look lovely.
And incredibly, we've even got some sweets left over.
Not for long, we haven't. Have a marshmallow, Shula.
I hear Jenny's very pleased with the shots you've chosen for the calendar.
Yes, one of my lighter duties last week, looking at pictures of half-naked men.
Roy was hoping you might get to see the what-its. Proofs.
No time, I'm afraid. We had to get it to the printers. Anyway, Roy's got nothing to worry about.
Oh, yes.
Hasn't he?
I think you know what I mean, Hayley. But Mike's a definite candidate for the cabbage.
Oh, excuse me. Morning, Linda.
I'm looking for... Oh, Hayley.
Yes?
Hayley, I'm sorry to press you, but is there any progress yet on my yum-yum?
Oh, Linda, believe me, it's all in hand. I'm 98% sure.
98%? That's no good to me.
All right, 99%.
What?
I'm sure it'll be fine, trust me.
You do realise we open in 10 days?
Phil certainly does. He's humming the music in his sleep.
Oh, Phil. Phil has been a rock. He is my sheet anchor.
That's nice, isn't it, Mum? We'll have to tell him.
You might give us a hand, Kirsty.
No, thanks. I'd rather just stand here and watch your muscles ripple.
Under a fleece and a body warmer?
I'm using my imagination.
Oh, I'm late enough already. That could warm me enough to feed the calves.
You'd rather be cutting salads in the polytunnel, would you?
Don't worry. He's got me lined up for that this afternoon.
Oh, you're not going to spend all day on farm work, are you?
Well, we are pretty busy. Why? What did you have in mind?
Just a little job I've got for you.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to get Lauren back in the Mikado.
What?
You heard.
You can't want her back.
Tom, without her, there's no show.
Well, good. It's been a complete nightmare.
Well, I was enjoying it. We all were till you muck things up. So now you can put them right.
How?
Well, you're going to go to Lauren and beg and grovel and generally abase yourself. And tell her that you love her after all, not me. And you desperately want her to come back.
But that's not true.
And I'm going to let you do it.
Why?
I've told you, because I was enjoying the Mikado, and I want it to happen.
Kirsty!
It's very simple, Tom. You say you love me.
I do. We've been through all this.
So you won't mind doing this for me, will you?
But if I do that, she's going to think she's going out with me again.
Well, that's okay. You can dump her after the show.
Oh, right.
Hello!
Oh, hello, Hayley.
Tragedy. No ice cream for Phoebe's lunch.
Pat's in the dairy. Big yoghurt rush.
Oh, right. And how are you, Tom? Have any pig troughs go over lately in the mud?
Several, but that's the least of my worries.
Sorry to hear that.
Look, you'll have to excuse me. I've got to feed my pigs.
And you'll think about what I've said?
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye,
Well, I'll have to go through it with him again. I mean, he's a boy, isn't he? But yeah, I think he'll do it.
Yes! Oh! Then Lauren is just waiting for him to call.
Can't fail like that.
Oh, everything is a source of fun. La 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 la.
Nobody safe, we care for none.
La 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 la.
So the orange represents the world, and the four little sticks here, the four seasons. And the fruit and sweets, yes, they look good, don't they? Well, they show us God's love in providing the fruits of the earth. And the red ribbon round the middle, that represents the blood of Christ. And the lighted candle stands for Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Now, you'd all like your own Kris Tingle, so I want you to come up with your mum or dad or granny or your big brother or sister and collect one from me. And those of you who've got collecting candles with all your pennies in them, please bring them up at the same time.
Come on, Mummy.
I'll take him, Shulia. Fine.
Is he coming?
All right, sweetheart, we're going.
Come on then, Daniel. Let's go out and get your Kris Tingle.
Oh, it's hot.
Don't lean over the flame then. Honestly, we'll have his hair on fire. That's it, Phoebe. You sit up by me.
Thanks, Jill. Here you are, Phoebs. You can hold it. Careful now. You're not supposed to... All right, here, look, have a raisin.
Does everyone who wants one have a Kris Tingle? Mm-hmm. Good. But could we dim the lights, please?
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Oh, lovely.
Lord Jesus, kindle a flame in these dear children's hearts, that theirs, like thine, become. Amen.
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 And now we'll sing the old Advent hymn, O come, Emmanuel.
So, you want me to come back to the Mikado?
That's right.
But, well, how do I know I can believe you, Tom?
Lauren, you have to.
Why, it's just... I don't know. Tell me again.
Again?
That you love me.
I love you.
Not Kirsty.
Not Kirsty.
Really, really love me.
Yes, really, really love you.
You're not just saying that.
No.
Honestly?
No. Yes.
Which?
Yes. And I want you to come back to the Mikado and be a brilliant yum-yum.
Say please.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, all right. I'll do it.
Thank God for that.
But if you want me to believe you really do love me, you're going to have to be nice to me. Flowers for a start.
What?
Roses, I think. Long-stemmed.
At this time of year?
And chocolates. Lots of chocolates. Those Belgian ones from Underwoods. Oh.
Has anyone ever told you that you are really high maintenance?
You say it like it's a bad thing.
And I suppose you'd like another drink to be going on with.
That'd be nice.
A glass of champagne.
Wine will be fine, thank you. Now off you go. I've got to make a phone call.
Oh, don't mind me.
Right. Kirsty, it's Lauren. Look, I know Haley's at this Kris Tingle thing. It was brilliant. He's really squirming. By the time we've finished with Tom Archer, a death sentence for flirting's going to look quite appealing.
Lovely service, Janet. Very moving.
I'm glad you could make it. I thought you'd be cramming in another rehearsal tonight.
I've got the girls' chorus coming at 8. It was the earliest Phil could do. There are so many demands on his time.
Of course, I'd rather held you up.
Oh, no, not at all. I needed a little time for quiet contemplation.
Well, you don't get much of that at the Kris Tingle with all the children.
No, no, I thought it was most effective, the candles flickering round the church. After all my trials with the pantomime in the Mikado, I begin to wonder if a dumb show might not be a good idea for the village production next year.
You don't mean that.
There have been times, Janet, in the past few weeks when a mime of the Mikado has seemed the perfect solution.
So what is this whole farm appraisal, then? I can't believe you heard it from Kenton.
We only mentioned it in passing. I was in a hurry to get to church.
Elizabeth must have told him.
Yes, she did. So what's it all about?
Daniel, give that back. It's Pip's.
Your father's asked Alan to do a report on the options for the future of Brookfield. He'll be getting it back next week.
That seems pretty sensible. But what about this beef idea of David's?
That's just it. That's why Elizabeth shouldn't be talking about it. Your father hasn't said a word to David. He doesn't want to till he's got all the facts and figures in front of him.
I see.
I wish he would. Tell David, I mean.
He won't like it.
I know. Neither does your father. It's torturing him, Shula. Alan's talking about world markets, driving costs down, simplifying the mix.
And David's talking about a brand new enterprise.
Exactly. All your father wants is to hand on the farm as a going concern. But he wants to get it right.
Of course he does.
The last thing he wants is to pass on something that doesn't work, a liability.
No.
It is a huge decision for him. The biggest he's ever had to make.
Yeah. And he could do without Elizabeth pressuring him, I bet.
Yes, he could.
Come on, Phoebe. Let's get you in the car. Yes, you're up late, aren't you?
In the dark, eh?
Oh, Hayley.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I thought it was you. Hello, Phoebe.
Say hello to Kirsty.
Oh, that's a good girl.
Oh, I won't hold you up. I'm on my way to rehearsal. But I had to tell you, Lauren called me. It's work. She's coming back.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, look, Linda's still over there. I'll pop Phoebe in the car and then let's go and tell her good news.
And my men's chorus is driving me to distraction.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it's perfectly simple. Swords in, fans out, shake them out and display. But can Neville Booth get it?
Well, perhaps he should stick to bell ringing.
I don't know how he does that. He definitely has some sort of coordination problem.
Linda!
Hayley! Oh, and Kirsty, hello.
Hiya. Have we got news for you?
Don't tell me, don't.
Lauren's back in the show.
Oh!
She'll be at rehearsals on Tuesday.
Oh, well, that's wow. But how?
Oh, don't look at me. It's all down to Hayley.
Hayley, yes. How did you do it?
Just my powers of persuasion, I suppose. And a threat to break certain people's legs.
Oh, Hayley, I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, it was nothing.
I'm so grateful.
There you are, Linda. You've got a show. Men's chorus permitting.
Yes. Yes, I have a show. Well, come along, Kirsty, or you'll be late for rehearsal.
Fallon's photographs have come back from the developers.
I knew these would be gross. When did you get them done?
Oh, I went to Borchester yesterday, started my Christmas shopping.
Look at Greg Turner. What's he doing with that Santa's hat?
I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, no, look at my dad and Mike Tucker. That's horrible. Are you taking these to school?
Might as well. Right, what do you think to this lip gloss?
It's a funny colour.
Well, it's gold, isn't it? It's very this year.
Makes you look a bit ill.
Oh, men, you don't get nothing.
Morning.
What else did you get yesterday? And you bought my Christmas present.
In your dreams.
Don't talk to me about Christmas. Anyone for tea?
I showed you the amp I won, didn't I?
Spoke to Cathy to work out who's buying what for Jamie. Right, I know he wants a new bike.
What a great Christmas I'm going to have, slaving away here.
Well, it'll be cool. I'll be here, won't I?
So, of course, she immediately says she's buying that for him.
Can't wait for you to serve my stuff.
I bet.
I mean, that's not very fair, is it?
Huh?
Sorry?
Oh, never mind. What do you want for breakfast, Fallon?
I ain't got time.
Oh, come on. Piece of toast? It won't take 2 seconds.
I don't want anything. But Ed, we're going.
Oh, can we do the rest of Glebins tonight? The violi?
It's band practice.
Yes, about that.
We'll do it before.
I suppose so. Come on, we'll miss the bus.
You ought to have something, Fallon. It's nippy out there.
But I'll get something on the way to school. Happy?
Not really, no.
Mr. April, that's me.
Really?
Oh, I should have had a newborn lamb to protect my modesty boy, right?
Oh?
Seasonal, see? But I had to make do with a barrel load of vegetables.
Right. I can't wait to see this calendar.
Oh, Janet's asked Mrs. Snell if she can sell them on the door at her Mikado.
Oh, that should shift a few.
She caught her at a good moment after the Chris Dingle. She'd just heard she'd got her yum-yum back.
Oh, it was a lovely service, wasn't it?
Oh, very nice. Well, I'd better get off. We've got no David today.
Oh, no, he's in Kent, isn't he?
Look at that. Oi, you pick that up, Ed Grundy.
What?
That crisp packet. There's a bin right by you.
Morning.
Hello, Fallon.
It weren't crisps anyway, with pork scratching.
Oh, for breakfast.
Oh, no point living in a pub if you can't help yourself to the stock, is there?
Oh, now a nice bowl of porridge. That's what she wants these winter mornings.
Ah, puke.
Miss Ebb thing, are you wanting any holly?
I don't think so, thanks, Ed. I can get plenty from Brookfield.
Oh. Only I thought you usually had some off my dad.
Well, I have sometimes.
Well, I think he hoped this year, after everything, that...
Oh. All right, then. Just a bit. Oh,
brilliant. I'll drop some round this afternoon.
There's no hurry.
Oh, it's no trouble. I'll sort you out some nice stuff.
Thanks. Well, I'd better get off to work.
Oh, me too.
Bye.
Bye, Sheila.
So what about you, Mr. Frey?
Aye?
Do you want any ollie?
Oh, what do I want ollie for? You can see for yourself. I've got hedge full in my garden.
Oh, yeah, so you have. I'll know where to come then if we run out.
Why, you...
Oh, Ed, the bus!
God damn, come on!
Ollie, wait!
I'll give you ollie, Ed Grundy.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thanks very much.
Shaky young pup.
Come on, Daisy, stand still. Come on, girl. It's not as if you haven't had your hooves picked before.
Some horses just never seem to get used to it, do they? You'd think it'd be relaxing for them, like a pedicure.
That's it. Hold still. Oh, I suppose if I had to stand on one leg for a pedicure, I wouldn't feel quite the same about it.
Maybe not. Anyway, go on.
What? About Oliver?
Oh, Caroline, who else?
Oh, there's no more to tell. He took me, showed me Grange Farm. That was it.
That's just not good enough.
It is strange, though. Every new man to the area seems to have this desire to show me his renovations.
Really?
I must have close couple WC written all over me.
Oh, Caroline.
It's true. I went round the Dower House with Cameron and with Guy.
Well, at least Grange Farm makes a change.
Oh, I felt a bit uncomfortable, actually. Right, Maisie, last one. It was heartbreaking seeing Clara's old bathroom chucked on a skip.
Oh, all right, Maisie, all right. Steady, steady.
There. Oh, he's got some good ideas, though. Grange Farm's going to be unrecognisable when Oliver's finished with it.
And, have you found out any more about him?
Oh, Sheila. Why don't you just come straight out and say it? You mean, has he got a partner at the moment?
Well?
He hasn't said. And I can't very well ask.
I would.
Oh, yes, you would. You can, because you're married.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Anyway, considering he's divorced, he doesn't seem unduly bitter and twisted.
No? Oh, well. Oh, talking of bitter and twisted, how are things at the ball?
All I know is Jodine's approved the takings no end. I'm going down tonight for a look at last month's figures.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. I'll take her now.
Oh, okay.
There, Maisie. I had to call at the printer's and he had some brochures of yours, Sheila, so I said I'd drop them off.
That's very kind of you.
It must be Christmas.
I'll take her in now. I'll see you later.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I'm glad I've seen you. Have you got time for a cup of tea?
I'm sorry, no. I've left Nigel playing charades with some corporate clients. I've got to go back and rescue him.
Oh, that's a pity. I wanted a word.
Well, give me a ring later. Tonight.
I'm out tonight. It's the bell ringer's supper. Although...
Mosh.
Well, it's at the Checkers at Loxley Barrett. I could call in after. It won't be late.
That's fine.
About ten-ish?
I'll still be up. I've got to work out how to wrap up a ride on police car and a toddle truck before tomorrow.
So, what do you think?
I don't know.
I think he'd love a scale extra.
Cost a bit, don't they?
Well, if I can't have Christmas Day with Jamie, I don't see why I shouldn't spoil him a bit.
Yeah, maybe.
But the best of it is, it's something Kathy would never think to get him.
Oh, it's no good. You'll have to do something about it.
What?
That row from upstairs.
Bert, you know what the answer is. Go in the ploughman's. Can't hear it in there.
I don't want to go in the ploughman's.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
Evening.
Gosh, it's quiet in here. Well, in one sense. That's Dross, is it?
It's a blooming racket, and I've told him he ought to do something about it.
And I've told you to go in the ploughman's. You were quite happy to last week.
That was last week.
What's put you off?
Well, I missed the step down from the bar, didn't I? Spilt my pint all down my cardigan.
Oh, dear.
And I likes the fire in here. There's a draught in the ploughman's.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'll slide your pint along the bar from here, if you like. Find you a blanket.
There's no call to be sarcastic. That's no way to treat your regulars, is it, Caroline?
There does seem to be a bit of clash of interest, Sid. It's all very well on Fridays and Saturdays, and we've agreed we'll sacrifice the trade downstairs.
Ooh, it's setting my teeth on edge.
It is a bit painful.
You tell him, perhaps he'll listen to you.
I really don't think this is going to work.
All right. All right. I believe you. I'm going.
Give me that C again, Ed. Excuse and again. Me. When will it end? When will it
excuse
end?
Me.
What now?
I'm sorry about this. But, well, I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
What? Oh,
we've only just started.
Oh, I'm sorry, but the customers are complaining.
Yeah, who?
Well, Bert, for a start.
Oh, him.
Mr. April. Mr. Aggravation, more like.
I'm not stopping for him.
And Caroline, and she's like the boss.
She's all right. Shall I come and talk to her?
No. It wouldn't work, believe me. You're going to have to stop.
Hello? We're not stopping.
But, look, well, at least could you keep the volume down?
Oh.
You don't understand. Either we play or we don't play. You can't, like, muffle it.
So you said. That's it, lads. Rehearsal's off.
Oh, Fallon!
Well, don't blame me. It's nothing to do with me. He's nothing to do with me.
Fallon.
It's not my fault. My mother's got such god-awful taste. I never wanted to live here in the first place.
Great.
So we've got to pack up then?
If you don't mind. Sorry.
Right. Well, at least she'll probably get a song out of it.
A song?
Yeah, she writes all her best lyrics when she's mad.
Have a seat. I'll stick another log on.
Thanks.
What on earth have you done to your hands?
Oh, I came in from work to a load of holly Ed Grundy had dumped on the step.
It's a bit early to go cutting holly, isn't it?
Yes, I know. I didn't want it now, and I certainly didn't want that much. I've had to shove it in the shed.
And we'll have no berries by Christmas.
No.
How are the bell ringers?
Fine. It was a good do. How's your present wrapping gone?
Oh, it's all done. Not that Freddie and Lily are going to understand a thing about what's going on tomorrow.
I can't believe it's a year.
Mm. Oh, me. Anyway, I guess you want to sort out who's getting what for Mum and Dad for Christmas.
Well,
I thought about a weather vane for the barn. But as Nigel said, it ought to be something they can take with them when they go.
Yes. Look, I haven't come to talk about Christmas presents, Elizabeth.
Oh?
I gather you've been talking to Kenton.
Yeah. So?
About this appraisal the consultant's doing at Brookfield.
And what's wrong with that?
I don't think you should be talking about it, that's all. It's bad enough that Dad feels he's got to have one done.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was a state secret.
Look, David knows nothing about it, and Dad doesn't want him to till he's got the report back next week. But if you're chatting about it to all and sundry...
Oh, well, wait a minute. I've got to be gagged, have I? While David's allowed to lobby as hard as he likes for his blessed beef scheme.
Oh, it's not like that.
Isn't it? He's been dripping stuff in Dad's ear for weeks about how marvellous it'd be to have a suckler herd at Brookfield. And when the truth of the matter is, they ought to be retrenching, not expanding.
What do you know about it?
Plenty. I work in the commercial world for a start.
You're not a farmer, though, are you?
I don't see what difference it makes.
You must see how thoughtless it is to go talking about it. If David finds out, it puts Dad in an awful position.
Do you do this on purpose?
What?
Pick a fight just when it's a special occasion for Freddie and Lily.
What?
You did exactly the same at Easter, blighted their Christmas.
Don't be ridiculous.
And now I've got to go through their first birthday party with an atmosphere. Or, of course, wondering whether you'll even come.
There wouldn't be an atmosphere if you hadn't started stirring things up.
Me?
Anyway, of course I'll come.
Very big of you.
I'm their godmother. I'd never take it out on the babies.
Good.
Look, Elizabeth, I'm not looking for a fight. I'm just asking you to leave things alone. Let Dad make up his own mind in his own time.
Shula, I won't have you telling me what to do. And I won't be sidelined.
No one's trying to sideline you.
Yes, you are. You have all along. Well, I'm glad I suggested the consultant. And I'm glad Dad listened to me. I've got Brookfield's interests at heart, as well you know.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you have.
I won't be ignored, Shula.
At Lower Loxley, it's the afternoon of the twins' first birthday party.
Come on, Pip, out you get.
Mrs. Crossley says...
Mind your fingers.
Daddy, you're not listening.
Yes, I am. What?
Mrs. Crossley says we've got to practice bouncing the ball first with one hand and then the other.
Yeah, well, not now, love. It's the twins' party in a bit.
Oh, Dad.
You've got to get changed. Mum will be back soon with Josh.
Please.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
5 minutes.
All right, just while I have a chat with Kevin.
Yay!
How was sunny Kent then?
Oh, it's pretty foggy, actually. Filthy drive. I only just got back in time to collect Pip.
Bad luck. Listen, I reckon I've worked out the three cows that are causing most of the problem with the cell count.
Transmitters?
Well, yeah. Looking at their performance figures, they've got persistent, maybe even subclinical mastitis.
Can we deal with it?
It's going to be difficult and expensive. Easier to send them down the road, really.
Well, if that's what you think.
Gotta do wonders for herd health in the... David, the bull.
Oh, my God. Give us that broom, quick.
Here.
You get Pip.
Okay.
Get back.
Go on. Go on. Go on. Get back. Back you go.
Daddy.
You're all right.
Go on.
Daddy.
Come on, Pip.
It's all right, Poppy. It's all right. You're all right.
Daddy.
Come here, love. That's it. Pip, scream. Big hug. Oh, there. Oh, Pip. You know that bull's a real baddie. Mm? Come on, love. Come on, let's go into the warm. Cup of tea, Kevin?
Now, have we got enough of everything?
Nigel, we've got catering packs of crisps, industrial quantities of sandwiches.
Those little ice biscuits of your mother's, and a handsome twin-tedded birthday cake.
And carrot sticks, in case the health visitor calls.
I suppose Mrs. Pugsley can always rustle up some more if we run out.
Relax, it's going to be fine.
I hope so. Oh, Lizzie, just think. Oh, this time last year...
We were all in the delivery room.
You clever girl.
Clever us. Oh, I wish someone would get here. I hate waiting.
Hang on, we haven't got Freddie and Lily yet.
No, Lewis will never get Lily's hair in a top knot. She hasn't got nearly enough.
Well, perhaps he likes a challenge.
And perhaps he'd like to take on my family for me.
Oh, Lizzie.
I'm sorry, Nigel, but I don't know what Sheila thinks gives her the right to keep coming over here and giving me a lecture.
All she said...
And why on earth I should keep quiet? When David's going on about his precious beef cattle, I don't know.
Look, the point is, Lizzie, what happens to Brookfield in the end is entirely your father's decision.
And he's got to look sensibly at all the options. You know what my accountant said.
He's not a farming specialist, though, is he?
It's just common sense. This is not the time to be going into a new enterprise, unless you're a marketing expert, which Dad and David are not.
Oh, I don't know. They have got some experience.
What exactly?
Well, Hassett Hill's lamb.
That was Debbie's initiative. Dad and David would never have thought of it on their own.
I gather it has real potential, though.
Well, yes. But remember the mint burgers?
Well, maybe they've learned some lessons from it.
I don't know how. Debbie's done all the work. All David did was okay a bit of artwork.
Here we are.
Oh, here's the birthday boy. Just look at you.
So go to Daddy, Freddy.
What's happened to Lily? Still at the hairdresser?
Well, she wanted to crawl. She and Lewis must be halfway down the long gallery by now.
Oh, and someone's here. Who is it, Freddy? Auntie Siobhan.
And Phil and Jill are on their way up. I saw them in the hall.
Oh, great.
And another car. It's Sarah Lizzie from the Twins Club.
Thank you for organising this, Julia. It's been a load off my mind.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Look, Freddy, it's your friend Max.
Here we go. Stand by for mini mayhem.
She's absolutely right. It is incredible.
Do you like it?
It's those sort of googly eyes that get me. And the way it sways, but just slightly off the beat.
Yeah, incredible.
It's my best thing ever.
Yeah, well, you better go and get changed for this party, young lady, because Mummy will be back soon. The sugar's there, Kevin.
Thanks.
And I think we better switch this off.
That's better.
Now, go on. Scoot. Go on.
Jingle ball.
Hey, thanks for your help. That could have been nasty.
No problem. So, tell me more about these amazing Angus.
Oh, it's a fantastic system they've got there. There's 200 in the herd. Beautiful animals.
Yeah, what are they fed on?
Forage, mostly. And that's why I think Dad'll go for it. I mean, it fits in perfectly with the extended grassland we're already doing.
Yeah, the beef market has come back a lot lately.
Yeah, and for once, we'd be in at the start instead of jumping on the bandwagon 6 months after everyone else.
David?
Oh, hello, love.
Hi, Ruth.
Oh, hi, Kevin. I thought you'd be ready to go. I've left Josh in the car asleep.
Don't I even get a kiss for coming home?
Oh. Mm. Welcome back. So, where's Pip?
Just getting changed.
Oh, David, you know how long she takes. Elizabeth will be going mad.
I'd better get on as well. Yeah, there's no point being a hot shot milker if you let the routine go to pot.
No, right. And thanks again for your help earlier on.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't happen again, eh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the tea. See ya.
Cheers.
Bye. Let's hope what doesn't happen again.
Well, give us a kiss first properly. I haven't seen you since Sunday.
Better?
Much.
So, what's been going on?
Oh, Pip's ball went into the bullpen and she followed it.
What?
It's all right, she's fine. She was just a bit shocked, that's all.
Was the bull about to go for her?
Well, he wasn't very pleased at having his personal space invaded.
Oh, my God.
It's all right, it didn't happen. I kind of forced him back and Kevin grabbed her.
How did it happen in the first place?
Oh, you know, we were chatting and... only takes a second.
Oh, well, it's a good excuse for being late for this party, I suppose.
I think it would be best if we didn't mention it in front of everyone, actually.
Oh?
Well, you know, it'd just be another thing for Dad to worry about, and he's got enough on his mind.
That's all very well, but how are you going to keep Pip quiet?
I don't know. Chloroform?
David.
Well, maybe we could impress on her that it's Freddie and Lily's day and she's not to grab the limelight.
Oh, yeah? Have you never noticed how your daughter loves being the centre of attention?
Well, where does she get that from, I wonder?
From your side of the family, obviously. Huh. Your little sister, for a start.
Where can they be?
Come along! Thank you.
Oh, this is ridiculously late, even for Ruth and David.
I'm sure they'll be here any minute.
Yes, that's it, Daniel. Have you helped Freddie?
We'll have to start tea soon. It's so thoughtless.
There's probably some held up on the farm.
Oh, well, I hope that's all it is.
Oh, dear, it's all finished. Never mind, Lily. Never mind, we'll have another game in a minute.
You can't think they'd just snub you.
Oh, nothing would surprise me these days.
Nigel, have you got the camera?
It's on the side table.
Ah, Lewis wants a photograph of the birthday cake, and then we'll start tea, shall we?
We really ought to wait for Ruth and David.
Oh, what, have they telephoned?
No.
Hey, you can hear this party outside.
At last.
I'm so sorry we're late.
Hi, Ruth. That's quite all right.
It was me.
Couldn't be helped, sorry.
My ball went...
Oh, wow, is that the cake? Hey, have you seen that, Pip? Let's go and have a look. Come on.
Josh has got their presents. Oh, looks like he's delivered them.
No, Freddie, don't eat the ribbon.
They're noisy ones, I'm afraid.
Oh, just what we wanted. Oh,
sorry. Josh loves his xylophone. I thought Lily would like one too.
Lovely.
They look great. Look at Lily's hair.
It's good of you to come.
David hasn't long got back. He's been in Kent.
Kent? Don't tell me. Something to do with beef cattle?
That's right.
Let me get you a drink, Ruth. Your tea? Sherry?
A cup of tea would be lovely.
Lizzie?
I'm fine, thanks, Nigel.
One tea coming up.
So, are you getting busy for Christmas?
It's pretty frantic in the shop. The Christmas lines seem to be selling well.
A lower Loxley snowstorms, Jill was telling me.
Well, you have to cater for every taste. It's no good being elitist.
No. Right.
Always worth exploring every avenue.
Yeah.
One tea, Ruth.
Thanks.
Shall I? Oh, Mummy's got it. Right. Well, I think it's about time we let them at the food, don't you?
Yes. Oh, Nigel! It's Liam!
But it's his day off.
Oh, I wonder what he wants.
Oh, excuse me.
Hope to goodness he's not going down with something.
I think I'll just go and find David. See you later.
It's really most unlike Liam.
Elizabeth, I am sorry, but I'm ever going to have tea. Lewis is practically eating his tie.
Yes, all right, Julia. In a minute.
Okay, Josh, let Lily have a go now.
She likes the present, then.
Well, she might do if she gets her hands on it.
Hey, how'd you get a cup of tea?
Nigel got it for me. Left me talking to Elizabeth. She was really off with me.
Oh, it's just because we were late. That's it, Lily.
It seemed like more than that. Oh, well done for getting Pip out of the way anyway.
Yeah, just in time.
What did I tell you? She never could keep a secret. Mm. Look how she nearly let on about the mistakes when I came back from here.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin reckons he's cracked it, you know. He's found three transmitters who've been pushing the cell count up.
Right, and what does he reckon we should do?
Get rid of them. More expensive the other way.
I suppose so.
Yeah, he's usually right, I find. Got his head screwed on.
So he's not just a pretty face, then?
What do you mean?
He's quite a hunk, isn't he?
What? Eyeing up the contract, Milka, now, are we?
I was only six.
It's our anniversary on Friday.
I know. 12 years.
Well, let's just see if we can make it that far, shall we? Honestly?
I had an idea about that, actually. You know this amazing beef you've brought back from Kent?
Oh, you wait till you taste it. They gave me some for lunch when I was there. Fabulous.
Oh, sure. I thought we could cook it on Friday when your mum and dad are over. If it doesn't convince Phil when it's on his plate, nothing will.
Why didn't you let me speak to him?
I'm sorry, Lizzie. There was nothing either of us could have done.
Oh, who are this company?
Some people he's worked for in the past, apparently. They're starting up a new venture near Cheltenham. More responsibility, more money.
But he can't just walk out like that. And what about references?
He obviously doesn't feel he needs a reference. They want him straight away.
Oh, this is great. 12 trading days till Christmas and no Liam. Now what are we supposed to do?
Elizabeth, I am sorry, but the children are getting awfully fractious.
Yes, all right, Julia.
So we can start tea?
Yes, fine. Let them eat cake.
Oh. Lizzie.
Oh, Nigel, what else can we do? Look, I'll see Freddie and Lily blow out their candles. Of course I will. But then I'm going to have to go downstairs and look at the rotors.
The office at Ambridge Hall is a hive of activity.
When do you think you'll have time to write the Christmas card, Lindy?
What?
You know, Robin's snowmen, compliments.
Oh,
of the season.
Robert, really?
Only the labels are ready.
Don't you think I have one or two rather more pressing things to think about?
Well,
I suppose it's escaped your notice that I have a full-scale production of the Mikado to mount before Christmas.
Not exactly, no. I'll do them then, shall I?
Well, it would be helpful. I'm trying to write up my director's notes for the run-through.
Fine.
Robert.
Yeah?
You're doing it again.
Am I?
There are devices you can buy to silence snorers. Is there anything, do you know, for the inveterate hummer?
I wasn't. Was I humming?
You were humming.
Would whistling be better?
No, it would not. Here I am, wrestling with my men's chorus, trying to imbue a sense of menace into Christine Barford.
No, I can't see you doing that somehow.
While something has extinguished the spark between my young lovers.
But now Lauren's back.
Oh, Lauren's fine. I sense a kind of reserve in Tom. He's just not giving his all to their love scenes.
You'll soon get them to combust again tonight.
Most peculiar. I'd worked on him so well. But all his passionate declarations of love just don't ring true anymore.
Anyone home?
What's he doing here?
Come on through, Eddie.
Oh, nice patio you've got out there. the back door's open.
Could you be brief, Eddie? I have an awful lot to do.
Yeah, OK. Holly.
Who?
Holly. Do you want some for Christmas?
No, thank you. I'm aiming for a very streamlined, minimal effect this year.
You don't have to have much.
No. No extraneous decorations. A simple twisted branch and a few white lights.
No tree?
No. Wrong tree.
Great.
Oh, and Eddie, talking of extraneous decoration, that pile of manure doesn't seem to be shrinking very fast.
I told you. It'll take till the spring for Dad to dig it all in.
And the tractor seems to have edged forwards again.
You what?
We agreed you were going to park it out of my eye line.
What do you want me to do? Get out a ruler?
There's no need to be facetious.
You don't want much, do you?
I don't think it's much to ask.
Do you like this with you?
You could always put a big stone on the verge.
You know, you put up with it
when your front tyre touches
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need a lesson in out the park. Wouldn't be a problem if I still had a farm, would it?
Yes, well, I'm afraid there's not much we can do about that.
How about some cider, then?
No, it's a bit early for me.
Not right this minute. Well, you do better to lay it down any road. It's a bit young for drinking.
Eddie, I think not. I somehow don't see it as the ideal accompaniment to my simplified festivities.
Yeah, well, some people wouldn't know a festivity if it parked in their eye line. Happy Christmas.
There you are, Phil. Had to follow the smoke.
Oh, sorry, love. Only it's the first chance I've had to get rid of all this rubbish and stuff.
I could do with having a bonfire in the garden. Won't be this side of Christmas, though. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. How was Elizabeth this morning?
It's pretty chaotic without Liam. I did feel sorry for her having to leave the party like that.
Well, that's the hard commercial world she's always telling us she inhabits.
I suppose so.
Or that she'd like us all to inhabit.
She's had to take over in the cafe.
Yeah. What about the shop?
Julia's in there.
Julia? Can't see her making small talk over the tapestry kits.
She offered and they didn't have much choice. And Lewis is manning the gallery.
Ah, good old Lewis. Oh, they don't want you to help out with Freddie and Lily, do they?
No, they seem to be coping between them. And Lewis has said he'll have them for a time in the gallery. They're okay there in the playpen.
Thank goodness for that.
I'm glad they didn't want me. I want to keep an eye on you this week.
Why? What have I done?
Nothing yet. I'm worried about you, though. The strain of this appraisal.
Oh, that.
And the implications.
There's no point in fretting about it, Jill. When it comes back next week...
I know then you'll talk to David. But now he and Ruth want to cook us this beef on Friday.
Well, it's not going to choke us, is it?
They obviously see it as a chance to convince us.
Well, we shall just have to listen politely and be non-committal.
I'm not very good at covering things up in front of the family. I'd rather be straight with them.
No, Jill, it's not worth it. We're talking about a matter of days before I get the report back and David gives me proper costings, and then I'll be in a position to make a comparison.
I know. It's
morning.
Just like...
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Good old blaze you've got going.
Oh, well, now they charge us to take it to the tip.
Tell me about it.
How's Clary? I haven't seen her for ages.
Oh, they're off on their Christmas duty tonight, ain't they? The shop and the dairy.
That'll be nice.
You reckon? I don't know, I'd want an evening with Colin Kennedy. Any road, I've come to see if I can interest you in any holly.
Oh, no, thank you. We've got plenty.
Oh, you're not having a minimal Christmas as well, are you?
Hardly. Have you seen Pip's idea of Christmas decorations?
Well, then.
We've got masses of holly, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. I suppose you have.
Sorry?
And I suppose it's no use trying to get you to change your mind about the cider?
Definitely not.
Yeah, well, there must be some folks in Ambridge who still want to sit round the fire at Christmas, watching their ollie swimming in out of focus. Just got to find them, that's all.
Why don't you try Gleeblin's?
Yeah, Dad and I are doing them tomorrow. They're the right sort, ain't they?
Here's a howdy-do, if I marry you. When your time has come to perish, then the maiden whom you cherish must be slaughtered too. Here's a howdy-do, here's a howdy-do.
Here's a pretty mess, in a month or less. I must die without a wedding, at the bitter tears I'm shedding, witness my distress.
No, that's enough. Stop. What distress?
Sorry?
I'm just not getting distress from you, Tom. Not at all.
You're not?
No. Slight irritation, maybe, as if you'd mislaid your car keys. And as for your bitter tears...
So you want me to sound more upset? Oh.
Just imagine, Tom, that we have to die together.
That's right. Your destiny is inexorably bound.
You can say that again.
Or you have to face up to the unthinkable, not to marry me after all.
Unthinkable, right.
Right. Shall we try it again, Phil?
Yeah.
Lindy!
Here's a...
Robert!
I was just writing a Christmas card to the Clancys when these two great hampers arrived.
Robert, what are you doing?
That's the smaller one. It's the costumes.
We're in the middle of a rehearsal.
That's
That's why I thought you'd want to see them.
Oh, yes, but let's have a look.
Yes, let's see what they've come up with.
Oh, very well, but keep that song in your head, Tom. Don't forget your motivation.
Yeah, that Lauren's going to let me do that.
It's a great moment, this. The point at which you're transformed from mere amateurs into true thespians with the help of... Ta-da!
Venetian national costume.
If you think I'm wearing tights.
Oh, why? What have you got to hide?
It can't be.
Not quite what I was expecting.
Of course not. They're the wrong ones. Oh, this is a disaster.
No, it's obvious what's happened.
All the fates are conspiring against us.
Floss are doing the gondoliers, aren't they? The costume hire place have mixed up the order.
You think Floss had got a job lot of kimonos?
But yeah, that's pound for a penny. Look. Can we get on? Jack and George will be here in a minute.
So I don't have to wear tights?
No, of course not.
Oh, at least that's something.
Shame, though. Come on, Tom, let's run through it again and try and sound a bit more in love with me.
Right.
Shouldn't be that difficult, should it?
There you are, Lindy. Just a phone call to Floss.
Oh, yes. Just another thing for me to do. Oh, Robert, I sometimes wonder if this production's doomed.
I'm in here.
Oh, what an evening.
Oh, dear, that bad?
Why, the whole thing was a farce. What on earth?
Oh, no.
What's this thing doing back here?
Pip bought it. She knew you were out this evening and she didn't want me to be lonely.
Oh, very thoughtful.
She wanted to keep it this time.
Oh, no.
I didn't know what to say. I didn't realise she'd left it switched on.
Obviously.
You should have seen a little face.
Well, I'm sorry. I've had enough.
Phil? Phil, there's no need to rip it apart with your bare hands.
Just get in the batteries. Oh.
Hope you haven't broken it.
If you'd had the evening I've had...
It would be devastating.
Oh. First the Mikado, and then Jack insisted on dragging me to the bull for a drink I didn't want. Well, I had to endure a thumping drumbeat and wails of teenage anguish from upstairs.
I thought Sid had put a stop to that.
No, well, Fallon threw a tantrum, apparently, so he caved in.
Oh, well, I can understand that. But what you were like with Shula, always giving in.
I was not.
She had you eating out of her hand.
Oh, anyway, the last thing I need when I get home is some animated evergreen. I can't see Sir Arthur Sullivan putting up with it.
What are we going to tell Pip? She'll only put the batteries back.
Oh, well, just tell her they're worn out. Bit like me.
Oh, Phil.
And then we'll forget to replace them.
It's okay, Linda. We'll see ourselves out.
But I do hope you enjoy the book. I found it most illuminating about the bad ballads.
Are you ready, Lauren?
In a minute.
We'll miss last orders.
Don't worry about Tom's performance, Linda.
Oh, it is a mystery. Since you came back, he's been so repressed, whereas you seem to be thoroughly enjoying yourself.
Oh, I am.
Perhaps you could work on him for me, Lauren.
Leave it with me.
It'd be wonderful to have one less thing to worry about.
Lauren, come on.
See you tomorrow. Night.
Good night.
Is it safe to come down now?
What do you mean, safe?
Well, I was just getting out of the bath and I heard you all troop in.
Oh, it's only Tom and Lauren. Oh, what an evening.
Well, I've got some good news.
You've done all the Christmas cards?
Even better. Huh. I no sooner got back from the hall than the doorbell rang and it was the ASM from Floss.
Oh, our costumes?
Yes.
Oh.
I've done the swap. Everyone's happy.
Oh, Robert, what would I do without you?
Oh, well. You'd manage perfectly well, actually. Oh, there was a note with them, there in front of you.
You don't think I'm too demanding, do you?
No. Are you building up to a foot rub?
I mean, I know I expect a lot from people.
It's only because you have such high standards.
Yes, and I may occasionally overreact. Oh, it's from their director.
It's only because you care.
Really?
What's he say?
Listen to this. I'm sure that with the right costumes, your production of the Mikado will be just as good as one of your usual pantomimes.
That's kind.
No, it's not. Don't you see the barb? Oh, how dare he patronise me.
Well, I'll run you a bath.
It's the last thing I do. I'll stage the Mikado to acclaim in Ambridge.
With some of your aromatherapy oils?
I'll rehearse that cast until they're syllable perfect and Phil Archer's fingers drop off. I'll give Floss the gondoliers.
And then a nice long foot rub. How does that sound?
at home farm. Brian's taking a risk.
Dagged out all the early llamas when you brought them in.
There's a few that got missed. Not surprising with this number.
You don't usually like handling them this late on.
There you go. I don't. I'd still rather get this crud off before they start lambing. Hey, you!
Oh, poor thing. How undignified.
She's going to get docked as well if you're not careful. So you come to tell me something, Jenny? Have you just come to watch?
No, it's nothing really.
Hold on. There must be something to get you over here in this cold.
Oh, I was just thinking about Christmas. I was so looking forward to having Phoebe.
Oh, not again. Come on, off you go. Troy's made this position quite clear.
I know, but with Kate not here...
Look, darling, instead of dwelling on what you can't have, why not try and be a bit creative about it?
Creative?
Just find another day to have Phoebe. Boxing Day, perhaps.
They're going to Mike and Betty's.
All right, the day after. Or New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, I don't know.
Well, not New Year's Eve. New Year's Day's Mum and Jack's anniversary.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're going to be picky.
Oh, hey. Actually, we could make a virtue of that.
Sorry? It's a bit creative for me.
Well, they'll have been married for 10 years and we could throw a party from here for the family and Phoebe could come to that.
Yes, fine.
Well, you wouldn't mind, Brian.
Why would I mind?
What? I don't know, really. You might want a quiet New Year's Day, or you could be lambing.
Be the perfect excuse to get away the minute I'm bored. You carry on, darling.
Buffet, I think, and cold starters and a hot main course.
I do love you, Jenny. You're never happier than when you've got a project on the go, are you?
I'm going to go straight round to Mum's and check they haven't arranged anything already.
You do that.
And I must ask Roy about Phoebe, of course.
Well, they'll probably be glad to get shot at her after New Year's Eve. Have a lie in.
I'll have to invite them too, of course.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose so. But not Mike and Betty, eh?
Oh, no. Oh, well, thank you, darling. You have made me feel happy.
Good. Can I get on now?
Of course you can.
Oh, and darling, don't forget, I'm not in for lunch today. It's a CLA shindig at Grey Gables.
Perfect. If I haven't got to feed you, I can start planning my menus.
Oh, go on, you've nearly got it. There's loads of berries on that bit.
I can't. I can't reach any.
Oh, Dad.
This edge is scratching me the bit.
Come out a minute.
Well, you want to try it.
Right, look, see if this helps.
What is it? Suit of armour?
Oh, put this over your head.
Oh, you're putting some mouldy old sack on me?
Oh, it's only a bit of mud.
Well, it stinks. Don't know why you want some more holly any road. Then, as if you got any customers for it.
You're going round Gleeblands later, remember? You're bound to shift some men. Now get this over you and stop grousing. Get back in there.
Eddie? Do you think you can move your van?
Hey?
Blocking the lane.
Oh, look, can't you wait a minute?
Not really, no.
You said, I'll do it.
Oh, anything to get out of working.
Goodness, Joe, you're like something out of Van Gogh under that sack.
You were.
Or even Bruegel.
Oh, well, you keep your blooming poets to yourself.
Oh, well, actually...
Jennifer, when do us models get a shofty at this calendar?
Next week, when it goes on sale.
Well, don't we get a preview, like? What if I don't like my picture?
Well, I can assure you, Janet and Tim chose the best shots.
Yeah, but what about the group shot? I had my eyes closed for one of them. I know I did.
You'll find out next week. Everyone else. Oh, dear, there's somebody else coming now.
Blimey, what is this rush hour?
Morning.
It's Oliver.
So it is.
Lou, they're just moving the van.
Well, he's not going to clip that roadside, is he? Whoops.
Oh, dear.
Oh, great.
Well, it's only a bumper. Ah, well, we met last week, didn't we?
Yeah, you're the new bloke at Grange Farm.
Eddie, isn't it? Eddie Grundy.
Yeah, that's right. The old bloke at Grange Farm.
Yes.
And that's me dad, the even older bloke.
I think I'll be getting on. I'll see you, Eddie. Bye, Oliver.
Bye.
Just see you.
Eddie, come and give us a hand with this sign, will you?
Oh, take the sack off, Dad.
Well, it's a job, please, to put a sign right on the road.
No, we were just collecting some holly, as a matter of fact. Can I interest you in some?
No, thanks.
Look, lovely round the fireplace in the front room. Oh, no, you've ripped it out, ain't you? But Oh, yeah, you found a replacement.
I'm making a few alterations, yes.
New bathroom by any chance?
Two.
Oh, very nice.
Well, I hope it will be when I finish.
I always liked it how it was before.
Well, each to his own.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want any ollie, how about some cider? Or manure for your garden? You'll be laying out a garden, I expect.
I'm not really interested, thanks.
I can personally recommend the cider. My dad's cider's got quite a reputation around here.
It's not my kind of drink, to be honest.
It'd be sort of fitting, though, wouldn't it? You having some of our cider.
Well, all right, then. I'll take a couple of gallons off you. I don't want it yet, though. You can drop it round when I move in.
Oh, it's a bit young for drinking yet. Be just right for your posh friends at your housewarming, though.
Hello, Caroline.
Good morning, Jennifer.
I don't suppose you've seen Jack and Mum around, have you?
No.
And I called at the lodge, and they're out.
I think Mr. Woody said something about Christmas shopping in Borchester today. Oh, and then lunch with the Goodmans.
How annoying. I especially wanted to see Mum.
Can I give her a message?
No, not really. You don't know, do you, Caroline, if they've got anything planned for their wedding anniversary?
No one said anything to me.
But they haven't booked lunch in the restaurant, say?
No, I'm sure they haven't.
That's good, because I'm planning a little party for them at Home Farm.
Oh, lovely.
Mm. Well, we're only having a quiet Christmas, just Debbie and Simon, so, well, makes sense to have a family party later on.
I'm looking forward to seeing Simon as the Mikado. Linda was telling me he's very commanding.
Well, I must see if I can find Linda while I'm here, about the calendar. She's going to sell it on the door.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. As if the evening's not going to be mind-blowing enough already.
Hello again, Jennifer.
Hello.
Morning, Caroline.
Oliver, you here for the CLA lunch?
I suppose they're in the bar, are they?
You've been to these do's before.
Are you a Gilbert and Sullivan fan, Oliver?
Not since I had to cross-dress in the school production of Arlenthy, no.
That sounds fun.
Believe me, it wasn't. Not when you're 13 and convinced your voice will never break.
Very traumatic for you.
Years of therapy helped.
So, you'll come to our village Mikado?
Do I have a choice?
You must.
Well, since you're both so persuasive...
Great, I'll get you a ticket.
Morning.
Hello, Bran.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
You're just not part of the village, unless you see the Christmas show. Is that right, darling?
What's that?
We were just telling Oliver about the Mikado.
What, Linda Snell's latest ego trip? God, the director's the biggest diva of them all.
Oh, take no notice of him, Oliver. Oh, look, there is Linda. Excuse me.
I'd give it a miss if I were you. I would, if it weren't for the chance to boo my son-in-law.
Oh, it's too late, I'm afraid. Caroline's invited me and I've accepted.
Oh, well, if Caroline's invited you, there's no turning back. In fact, there's some who'd say you're not part of the village until you've spent some time in Caroline's company. Hey, Caroline?
And who would some be, exactly?
I'm sure she'll make you feel very welcome.
Oh, she already has.
Well, there you are, then. That doesn't surprise me one bit.
Boy, go on. Yes.
Well, that was a great day. One of the best. Wouldn't you to go around like someone out of workhouse covered in sacking?
Well, I stopped you moaning about getting scratched, didn't it? Shove up, Edward.
Oh, Dad.
Move it.
You're putting me off.
Oh, that's better.
I wouldn't mind if we got any ollie we're speaking of. Or any customers for the bit we have got.
I can't understand, Leibland. I can't believe that idle bunch of townies have been out getting their own ollie.
Oh, perhaps that's why there's so little about.
Yes!
Well, I'm going to make a cup of tea.
No, can I have a Coke?
Please.
Please.
Coke. Please.
Oh. Hey, what are you doing home at this time, any room?
I'm stupid PDM.
You what?
Personal decision making, so I made a decision, I bunked off.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
I got a lift back with the Woolies and the Bentley.
Oh, all right for some.
Of course, that's how it'll be all the time when I'm...
famous, aren't you?
Well, stretch limo, Lincoln Town car.
That's right, son. You carry on with your little fantasy. Keep practising your autograph.
I'm gonna.
While the rest of us is out grafting. Here, I want to ask you, Summer. Shula reckons you already took her some ollie.
Yeah, so?
Where's me cash? I mean, very nice of you to help,
Ed. Your cash?
Family business, ain't it, the ollie?
Ain't you got it yet? Why no one wants your poxy ollie and why there's none for you to cut?
Got what?
Me and Fallon got there first, Dad. We've been round all the best sites, knocked on doors.
What?
We've cleaned up the ollie trade in Hanbridge.
Why, you little...
You didn't even see us. We was dodging you all last week when you was out collecting.
And Coke.
Have you heard this, Dad?
And there's them couple of mince pies Clary bought back from her do.
I've only been stitched up by me own son.
Don't be such a sore loser, Dad.
Him and Fallon Rogers have been flogging ollie round the village all week.
Oh, is that a fact? Well, you got to admire the lad, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
He
He's only learnt by example.
That's right. I learn from the best.
Oh, I don't know. Have you got any holly left, then?
Yeah, loads. There's an outhouse full at the Bull.
I'll buy it off you.
Cool.
A fiver.
Like, really?
If you've done all the houses in Armbridge, you've got to go further afield to sell any more. Well, oh, dear, you haven't got any transport, have you?
That's true enough.
Not going to get very far hitchhiking. I don't suppose Jack Woolley would be so keen to have you in the back of his Bentley with a load of holly, scratching his upholstery.
A tenner.
No way. You may have the goods, son, but I've got the outlets. I've got a pitch at the farmer's market next week.
You're not having it for a fiver. It took us ages cutting that.
Suit yourself. It's a seasonal trade. It's no good to you in a month's time, is it?
£7.50.
Fiver. That's my final offer.
All right, then.
Well, you're going the right way, Edward, lad, but you've got a bit to learn yet.
Oh, and did I mention you're coming to help sell it? And Fallon, too, if she wants.
What?
Next Wednesday.
That's the last day of school.
Oh, and you wouldn't dream of bunking off, would you?
Oh, this is such a bummer.
And you can fetch us another cup of tea since you're getting up.
Oh, I'm not.
I think you are. Don't be shy with the sugar. Me and your granddad have an hard day.
Oh, this is so not fair.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's very fair, though. I've got to be civil to the new owner of Grange Farm with his four-wheel drive and his fancy accent.
Yeah, and deliver him our cider come the new year.
Yeah, but we've all just got to get on with it. Now, pass us that mince pie, Edward, and shut up.
I was going to have that.
Not in this life, you're not. Maybe when you're famous, eh, son?
I hate being me.
At the bungalow, David's having a rare lie-in.
Where do you want it?
Huh?
Your tea.
Oh, tea.
Put it down, or are you going to sit up and drink it?
I'll put it down.
I'll do you some breakfast when you've come round a bit.
Oh, no, it's our anniversary.
Charming.
No, I meant... Oh... I was going to bring you breakfast in bed.
Well, I beat you to it. You can give us a kiss instead.
Mm, yeah. Oh, happy anniversary, love.
And you. Anyway, I've spent enough time lying about in bed this year, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Kevin's Milton, so you might as well have a bit of a lie-in.
Are the kids up?
Pip's getting ready. Josh is watching Bob the Builder again. So? Where's me present, then? The one you've been so secretive about.
Oh, that.
Well, you know what yours is. Though I can't believe you didn't want anything more exciting than a socket set.
Ruth is what I need.
Mr. Romantic.
I've lost so many bits to my old one.
What are you doing?
No presents under here. Ah. There. Happy anniversary.
Nice wrapping.
Thought you'd appreciate it.
Now, what could you possibly have found for me anniversary at Borsetshire Farm Supplies? Or is that just to put me off the scent? Overalls!
Well, your old ones are pretty ropey.
Yeah, I suppose they are.
You had them before Pip was born.
That summer, yeah. Are they really 8 years old?
Yep. And I thought, now you started farm work again...
You reckon you're going to get another 8 years' work out of me?
At least.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
My pleasure. Oh, and if you look in the pocket, you might find something else.
Oh. A dog whistle? Worm in tablets?
Close.
What's this?
I wonder.
Oh, David. Earrings.
Do you like them?
Oh, yeah. Are they real diamonds?
Yeah, that's why they're so tiny.
They're not. They're beautiful. Oh, thank you. You're spoiling me.
I want to.
What about this one, then?
It's not very big.
Hayley, it's nearly as tall as me.
It's our first ever Christmas tree, Roy. I want it to brush the ceiling.
Well, we could always stand it on a box.
Yes, well, I thought something more like this one.
There's a smaller one in reception at Great Gables. I've got to lug this tree up to the flat, don't forget.
Oh, and it was me thinking you were so fit.
Look, surely all we want is a nice little tree for Phoebe to hang her chocolate Santas on.
Yes, and all the decorations, the tinsel, beads, fairy lights.
Hey.
Hey, we're not doing half a job.
Yeah, I realised that when I saw that ton of Ollie Ed Grundy had flogged you.
And we're going into Borchester after this to get all the bits. Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. I can't wait.
People say Christmas is for kids.
Hey, why do you think I'm a nanny? It wasn't just so as I could get to see Jungle Book 5 million times. Now, this is a nice one.
Oh, yeah, all 6 foot of it.
Please, Roy.
Hayley.
Oh, pretty please.
Oh, OK, then.
Thank you.
Right, well, that's the Christmas tree sorted. Now, what are we going to do about New Year?
What, this invitation to Jennifer's?
We don't really want to go, do we?
Oh, Roy, we'll have to go now, she's asked us.
Oh, I suppose. Mind you, if she wants to hang on to Thebes for a bit after, we can have the rest of the day to ourselves.
Sounds very good to me. Oh, and don't forget, you've got to ask Caroline for some time off between Christmas and New Year.
Oh, yeah.
To go and see your Mum and Dad. I mean, if you're working early, it's over Christmas.
Yeah, OK. Come on, then. Let's go and find someone to dig this tree up.
Right. And then we can hit the shops. And while we're in Borchester, are you going to give me any clues as to what you want for Christmas?
Oh, I hadn't thought.
Ah, oh, well, this year, it's got to be something really special.
Very smart.
Oh, hi, Jill. Do you like the new overalls?
Far too good for working in.
Oh, they've already been christened. One of the calves knocked a bucket of milk all over them.
At least it wasn't slurry.
Yet. Oh, you're a messy lot, aren't you?
I came to check what time you and David want us for supper tonight.
Oh, about 7:30?
Fine. Now, is there anything I can do? Would you like me to bring a pudding?
Nothing at all, except yourselves.
Oh, well, in that case, I can go and have it at Lower Loxley this afternoon.
I thought they'd got it all covered.
Lewis has to pop out for a couple of hours, so they could do with someone in the gallery.
How's he getting on with the twins in there?
They're proving quite a draw. One customer thought they were an exhibit.
Right, very cutting edge.
So, if you're sure you don't need any help?
None at all. If this beat's as fantastic as David says it is, even I shouldn't be able to rule
no,
it.
No, I didn't mean...
I know you didn't.
To tell you the truth, I think your cooking's come on a treat since...
Since I started eating properly?
Yes.
Pattern her veg boxes.
Never really had time before, did you, to think about cooking?
No. Well, there had to be some advantages for poor David.
Oh, I don't think he feels too hard done by. I'm grateful to have you here at all.
I know. Did he show you the earrings he got me?
Yes, he did.
I was stunned. I only got him a socket set.
David has everything he wants at the moment. Everything.
Yeah.
Ruth, there was something else I've been meaning to ask you.
Oh, no, Daphne, it's all gone. Here, you can lick my fingers.
Something Pip said.
Oh, right.
Is it true that she got into the bullpen and David had to rescue her?
Him and Kevin, yeah.
She said you and David had told her not to tell us.
I knew she wouldn't be able to do it.
But why?
Oh, it was the day of the twins' party. We didn't want any fuss and, well, more than that, David didn't want to give Phil anything else to worry about right now.
I see.
You haven't told him, have you?
No. I wanted to ask you about it first.
I know how worried Phil is about Brookfield. That's why this beef idea could have come just at the right time.
Oh, not again. You hear him before you see him these days.
Oh, Jill, there you are.
Honestly, Phil, you'll be sick of it before the opening night. He's humming eating his sleep, you know.
If you had to play it under a spotlight in front of the whole village, you'd want to get it right.
You're going to be brilliant. You know you are.
I wish I had your confidence.
Linda thinks so, too. You're her rock, don't forget.
Oh, how could I?
Her sheet anchor.
Very flattering.
I'm sure she means every word. Oh, Phil, as you're here, Pip sent you these.
Batteries?
Apparently the ones in the Christmas tree have run down.
Oh.
So she's taking these out of her cassette player to give you.
Oh, Phil. Isn't that kind?
That's it, Phoebes. You hang Father Christmas there.
Then
you can have a sweet in a minute. Let's hang them all on first. How are you doing the lights, Roy?
Oh, they're all screwed in tight. Oh, very nice.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you can't hardly see the tree, but I suppose that was the idea.
Yes, well, if you want a nice, tasteful tree, you can go and look at Jennifer's or Caroline or somebody's.
Looks great. Whoa!
Careful, Phoebe! Oh! You must have grabbed the tree, sweetheart.
Hayley, can you help me?
Sorry. Look, if I just wedge it. Better?
Well, let's try. Yeah. Yeah, that should be safe.
Good.
Yeah, I have to watch her.
I know.
So, ready for the lights now?
You bet.
Right. Now, wait for it.
Watch, Phoebes, watch.
Here we go. Ta-da!
Oh, yes. Oh, so pretty. It's magic, isn't it? How did Daddy do that?
Well, he's a clever daddy, that's how.
Now, how good are you at that backwards writing? You know, like Merry Xmas or something.
No, Hayley, not the fakes, no. Well, I was thinking more of pouring us a glass of wine and having a little sit down.
Well, I'll do it. You can sit down and have a think about your Christmas present.
I've decided.
Have you?
I know what I want.
What? Tell me, I might have to get alone.
You.
Oh, Roy!
Well, that's all. Honest. Oh, Phoebes, what are you doing?
Roy, for the tree, catch it, Roy!
Timber!
No, Usha's going to her family for Christmas.
Is she still going out with Adrian?
Very much so.
Oh, is he the accountant?
He's the barrister. Try and keep up, Dad.
Well, you'll let me know, won't you, Ruth, if I need to buy a new hat?
I think that's a bit premature. She's only been seeing him a few weeks.
Oh, I remember now. The barrister from the GM trial.
Yeah, oh, very good, Dad. Can I top you up?
Oh, yes, please. You know, Ruth, this is absolutely delicious.
Good.
Mum?
Thanks. Mmm, it's so tender.
You really can taste the difference, can't you? And beef's properly hung instead of cut up for retail straight away.
This has been hung for how long, David?
3 to 4 weeks, they told me. This is what we could be producing, Dad. Or something like it.
Well, possibly.
There's definitely a market.
It's a growing market, and there's profit in it.
Well, you say that, but we know most consumers buy on price.
That's just not true. People are looking for quality.
Well, they say they are, but... Well, look what happened in the pig industry. And what about when the global market opens up and there's corn-fed beef coming in from, oh, I don't know, from America, Canada, wherever. I mean, where does that leave your suckler scheme?
Ahead of the competition, if we start soon.
Could I have some water, please, Ruth?
Of course. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Anyway, Dad, I'll have full costed proposals for you next week.
Good. I'll be interested to see them.
Great. That was smashing.
Well, I think it's time for a toast, don't you, Phil?
What? Oh, yes, yes, of course.
To Ruth and David.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
And many more.
Yes.
Well, could anyone eat a bit more? Jill?
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Phil?
Well...
We do also provide an alteration service, should your waistband suddenly feel a bit tight.
I think we might need it.
Go on, Dad, I'm going to.
All right, then. You've talked me into it.
Good. I won't be a minute.
And I'd better get another bottle of wine. Forgotten what lushes these two were.
Well, we're not driving.
Do you want me to check on the kids, though?
Oh, thanks. Give Pip a kiss from me if she's still awake.
Yeah, will do.
Oh, Phil, they're so happy.
Yes, I know.
And so committed to this beef idea. I'd hate you to have to dampen their enthusiasm.
Well, so would I. But it all depends on the figures.
Alan did say niche marketing was a possibility for us.
Yes, I know, but if rationalisation's the better way to secure the future of the farm, well, I shall have to go with that.
He'd be so disappointed.
Yeah, but Jill, our pension's dependent on the viability of Brookfield, don't forget. It's a decision I've got to get right, for all our sakes.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.